Hello.
As Grella mentioned, my name is Leanne Fernandez. Like you, I'm an art lover. And I'm also on the board of the Coral Gables Museum, where this wonderful exhibit that we're about to the National Avant-Garde. And with us this afternoon are three very illustrious introduction, because I consider him to be the dean of Cuban art here in Miami. Knowledge about Cuban art, I don't know anybody. And to his right is Segundo Fernandez, Segundo in art history. So Segundo Huertas at FIU of Cuban art, and he is the author of the book Cuban Art and National Identity, exhibit of its kind at the Coral Gables Museum, but in reality, it's the first exhibit of its kind in many years in the historical perspective.
Sure, I'll be happy to. Can everybody hear the exhibition that is currently on view at the Coral Gables Museum when it premiered at Florida State University in Cuban art history? But we wanted to show the full range, 20 or 30 works from the colonial period through the early republic, and then through the rise of modernism in Cuba, all the way to the contemporary beginning, back when Cuba was a colony of Spain, all the way through the contemporary period, illustrating the work of artists both working.
From your point of view, what was the impetus to bring this exhibit here?
Thank you for braving the elements. And I want to say that I'm especially honored to share. He's our number one guy. And also, here, and appreciative of the presence of Segundo Fernandez, who was the curator of this exhibition. Will be the first art historical exhibition presented now at the Coral Gables Museum of Cuban art. It starts in the early 19th century. It will give you a very clear perspective of the development of the arts, the visual arts, the plastic arts in Cuba. So what was the question again?
Why did we...
had not happened before. We talked about this, Juan and I, years ago. We were told that Cuban art was divided between the colonial and early republic artists, that there was a divide that was of other prior art historians. And it was actually Segundo Fernandez who put it together, who explained and traveled to Florida State.
Professor Martinez.
I'd like to go in a different direction, if you don't mind.
Sure. You're the boss.
One of the things of this exhibition, richness of the Cuban art in this country, in collections in this country, complains all the time, and I'm one of the ones that does a complaint, but not ones that cover a wide amount of scope. They're usually monographic exhibitions. Plants a seed is to have more, which is Miami. This is 35% of the population here is Cuban, and but regardless of the Cubans, there's a huge interest. Is this hard for you to do? No? I have a very modest proposal. Let's have the institutions of this town, okay? Why don't they hire country? And there be thematic exhibitions that cover a good amount of space, periods, whatever. This place, Wynwood, bring the fact that it can be done. Right now at the Lower Museum, there's an exhibition of Emilio Sanchez only from local collections. So it is doable, but there needs to be a will to do such a thing.
And as expressing Cuban identity, but there's also the theme of the international avant-garde. In other words, here, pre- and post-revolutionary period, what they were doing in art, because she wanted to go and see how she could put her stamp on.
You answered anything else?
Well, a museum like the Coral Gables Museum, what is the interplay? I mean...
Okay, well, I guess as a curator, I'll one of the things that impresses me is I look at the art on the walls, and I try to place that art, Miami or New York artists, what will be for the foods we eat and so forth. Let me illustrate, for example, one of the subject matters of my art history. And I point out in the development of English landscape influenced by the fact that these artists from the late 18th and early 19th century started life as theatrical scene painters. And so they created images for the stage that were highly charged with naturalistic effects. We'll probably do one on him later. An artist working in the colonial, it looks like one of my English landscape painters. How do you explain that? Well, guess what? Miguel Ángel, its cultural context and the biography of, so it's not only art that is pretty to look at or art that maybe even offends you because it's too graphic or what.
Well, what is the question again?
Why is it important to have art fairs like
that? I think that art fairs also want to be centers of culture. Work in the commerce of art, like art galleries, art fairs, even private art dealers, enhances the experience and the enjoyment of
something. I agree wholehearted with what Ramon had just said, but I think there's even also another end game. I would have never gone there. So it promotes it, it puts it out there, and now you go there with the knowledge.
Let me put another be part of the history of art, and somebody will be doing something different 20 years from now. So you're part of the
problem. Go in there.
Well, today,
thank
and,
you guys.
By all means, one, you know, took the words out of my mouth. Go visit the exhibit. It's.